The wind energy industry is growing worldwide, and so is the global competition between turbine makers. That battle is now playing out in Wyoming, a state with some of the best wind potential in the nation. In the next few years, two massive wind power projects are slated to come online. To get an edge, a Chinese company is trying to win over the state's scant pool of workers through free training to become a wind turbine technician. Inside Energy's Madeline Beck reports.
I'm at the community center in Rawlins, Wyoming. It's a musty older building with faded carpets and linoleum floors. 20 minutes before the meeting, and there's already a line of burly older men waiting to fill out a name tag and sign in. About 100 people are here to learn about the free training. It's the latest effort from Chinese company Goldwind to, quote, win the hearts of workers. This could be difficult in a state with the nation's smallest population and where fossil fuels are still king. David Halligan is the CEO of Goldwind's American office. Speaking to the room full of workers, he said they need hundreds of people to build and maintain turbines. People with experience.
Where they've had to work in situations where there's safety or mechanical or electrical skills required.
He's talking about industries like coal mining or oil drilling. His company held three meetings across the state this month to try to stir up interest in the free two-week training planned for fall of 2017. There were lots of ex-fossil fuel workers at these meetings who lost their jobs during the recent busts. Others just wanted more work security, like mechanic William Cardenas.
It seems like it'd be a perfect opportunity with the oil and gas field that goes up and down, and there's nothing stable, but it seems like this would be a good opportunity and a good experience.
Wyoming is the country's largest coal producer, but presenters discussed how coal's future is looking dim, largely thanks to cheap natural gas and energy efficiencies. Rob Godby says renewables are also getting more competitive. He's director of the Center for Energy Economics and Public Policy at the University of Wyoming. He sees wind growing fast.
The easiest thing to compare this to is computers. If you think about PCs 10 years ago and what they could do, for the same price now, you can get so much more.
Godby told the crowd that wind prices had come down so far, they beat out gas or coal.
This is the cheapest form of generation to build.
The thing is, workers who choose to participate in this free training would still have to be retrained when they're hired. But as trainer Brian Boatwright explained, this two-week course would give them an edge.
Again, what is it? Foot in the door.
This could also be Goldwind's foot in the door to Wyoming. The company used to be the number one turbine manufacturer in the world, but last year lost out to Vestas of Denmark and U.S.-based General Electric. Up until recently, Goldwind's been mostly focused on Asia. But GE and Vestas already have established positions in the U.S. and in Wyoming. GE has supplied hundreds of turbines to wind farms already operating here. Vestas has turbines here too. And both are in the running to supply more turbines to Wyoming's 1,000-turbine Chokecherry project, the largest planned wind farm in the nation. Goldwind isn't.
Well, I mean, they're an underdog right now, right?
That's Lawrence Willey. He's a mechanical engineering professor at the University of Wyoming. He worked 15 years in wind. He says Goldwind's turbine types are proven and reliable, which may help them in the long term. For now, he sees Goldwind's free training as a good move.
This is a smart way to spend money. Helps people. It introduces them to the technology and to Goldwind as a company, and it'll help the region.
Goldwind now has an agreement to supply over 700 turbines for the second big wind farm going up in Wyoming, and they plan on expanding this free training program to Texas as well. As Willie puts it, for Goldwind, this training is part of a much bigger play. And for now, it seems to be working. Take 60-year-old Michael Abeda. He likes the idea of long-term employment as a wind tech.
You give me the training, I'll work for you.
He's currently unemployed, but starts work soon constructing the Chokecherry wind farm.
I can always come back and these will already be built and they'll be knitting techs.
Wind techs here to keep all those Goldwind turbines turning. For Inside Energy, I'm Madeline Beck.